Info to Go, Wills and Snyder on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, 6:52 the time. One of our favorite people that does some fabulous work in studio, Natalie Neek Nelson, is with us with Providence House. Good to see you, first of all.
Good to see you.
Let's remind us all first the mission and what Providence House does, first of all.
Providence House is Ohio's first crisis nursery. We're located on the west side of Cleveland, and we provide emergency shelter and care to children who are newborn to 10 years old and actively living at risk of abuse or neglect. So they live with us. We keep them safe and care and love for the whole child. And while they're with us, we help their moms and dads get through the tough stuff, find housing, get employment, get off drugs, work through mental health issues, medical crises, the things that are happening in that home that are affecting the children's safety. So our goal is to reunify those families, preserve them, make them stronger and healthy and nurturing so those kiddos are safe in the long term.
You don't want to have the child there forever.
No, the children stay with us for up to 60 days. Average length of stay is about a month.
Crisis, risk, kids. That's what Providence House is all about.
That's what we're
it's
all
a
about.
Stable situation, though, for that family to figure out what's going on.
That's right. It's free. It's voluntary. We're privately funded by the community. We don't take custody of the children. And these are families that are really, you know, when you're a single mom and you're alcohol or drug addicted, you want to get clean, you want to go inpatient, and you have no one to watch your kids, where do you go?
And kids that are at Providence House this morning, numbers are pretty big right now, huh?
Yeah, we opened our expansion early last year. We're serving 20 children at a time. This year, we'll serve over 200 children at Providence House on our campus.
Next Friday, April 4th, Renaissance Cleveland Hotel, the Grand Ballroom, we will celebrate 33 years of protecting and doing what Providence House does so best. And we want to thank Event Chair Karen Dolan, the board, so many volunteers that have a passion for what you do. And it starts with you, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously.
Well, not with me. It starts with the community. I'm just there. You know, I always say we are the arms and the hands of our volunteers, our donors, the people in the community that have embraced over 7,000 children since our doors opened in 1981.
It's a wonderful cause, and it's literally opening day, and it's going to be the opener for this in a big event. Tell me about it.
That's right. So we have our 33rd annual spring luncheon on April 4th, opening day. Karen Dolan is our event chair. So if Karen Dolan can make the luncheon, anybody can make the luncheon.
Exactly.
So I think we're all going to have a parade from the luncheon over to the ballpark after it's all over. But we expect over 700 guests to be in the ballroom at the Renaissance Hotel. We have Greg Fitzsimmons, who's an Emmy Award-winning writer, national comedian, coming in to talk about his experience growing up in a very dysfunctional alcoholic home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the message we want to share with folks is, you know, it happens everywhere. You know, kids are growing up in homes that have lots of issues. It affects them. It affects their safety. And ultimately, it affects them for the rest of their lives. And Greg has made some amazing decisions in his life to not follow the same path that his father walked and left his family in such turmoil throughout his life. So we're very excited to have him. And, you know, really to bring together the community to celebrate this amazing, you know, 33 years as a privately funded nursery for children in this community.
You see and serve kids and families from all zip codes, too.
That's right.
This is everywhere,
right? We serve over 30 zip codes in the greater Cleveland area into the suburbs. I think people think this is an inner city issue, poverty issue. Crisis is happening everywhere, especially in this economy.
Providence House and the event. Can I still get a ticket, though, if I want to be in?
Absolutely. You can get tickets even day of if you walk in the ballroom. You can go to provhouse.org, and it's right on our homepage. Click to get the tickets, or you can call us at 216-651-5982.
Week from tomorrow, it's Friday, April 4th, Renaissance Cleveland Hotel, Grand Ballroom. Perfect way to start your opening day experience, literally, be a part of celebrating 33 years of all the great work done at Providence House. Now, there's the luncheon you can be involved in, but you're also probably looking for some help all the time, right?
Always looking for volunteers. We have about 400 volunteers that get involved. We've got a great core of direct child care volunteers who work with our kids. We have special event volunteers, office volunteers, and also done-in-a-day folks, groups, schools, churches, companies.